This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory five-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Mission Impossible Fallout is the number one movie in the world 2 weeks in a row. Don't miss one of the best reviewed blockbusters ever. This is why you go to the movies.
In or out?
In. Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout. Rated PG-13. Now playing.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
What are you doing out there, Adam?
Mully and Hall. Want to thank everyone connected to the program. Deepest thanks to Dustin for all of his hard work, and Kevin. Those two guys love each other, and just the camaraderie that they've built up behind the glass over there is unbelievable. And Ray, you know how I feel about you, buddy. Thanks for everything. You do a wonderful job. And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all,
thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. It means a lot to us. And we'll be back, you know. We'll be back, I believe.
Tomorrow.
I hope we'll be back tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow.
Tomorrow promised to no man, but we're hoping to...
But there will be a baseball game.
Well, and there
regardless
will be,
of what you think.
We'll be previewing some Bears preseason stuff.
Right.
How about the numbers on the Bears preseason? And we're, of course, talking to Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Yeah, comparing it to Game 5 of the Stanley
game
Cup
seven.
Final.
Is that ridiculous?
It outdrew Game 7.
Game amazing. 7. That's
amazing.
A big one.
I saw the numbers comp to Game 5, I think is what the Tribune had, but I wasn't...
No, it was Game 7. It was the
really?
Elimination game, and it did better with preseason football. And it, really...
It's not even real preseason football.
No. The fifth one, which means the one that's not really even one to even consider.
Chase Daniel was more appealing to Chicago sports fans than Ovi.
Have you seen the video on the Bears website on their Twitter feed of Chase Daniel?
Yeah, it was hilarious, wasn't it? Going around disguised, getting autographs.
Only kind of. He's wearing a floppy hat.
Right.
And a Mitchell Trubisky jersey.
And standing in the kids' line.
And
he's only 8 inches taller than a lot of the 12-year-olds.
And he's trying to get autographs. And there's a couple takeaways in that. A few Bears knew something was up because they realized there was somebody there holding a camera. There was a security person there. Whatever.
But they didn't know who it was.
Well, Hronas Grassou clearly knew.
Yeah.
Tyler Bray obviously knew. Mitchell Trubisky didn't and had to be told after he signed the Mitchell Trubisky jersey and walks away. They're like, you know, that's Chase Daniel. Like, what? That's awesome. And I'm just like, oh, God.
It was bad. Know,
where his whole job is recognition. I mean, it's the most important skill he has.
Yeah, well, but that doesn't apply. That doesn't apply when you're in the autograph line.
I'm an old man in an autograph line, and immediately reaction is, this guy? Really? Okay.
But you would think, though, that a guy whose job it is to mentor the guy in his same position is sat next to him in meeting rooms might be recognized by the guy when you're signing.
You would hope.
Something.
You would hope.
I know he had his head tucked down. He had the hat pulled down. But that is like a huge presence in your life.
Connor just referred to him as an old man in the autograph file. He's younger than both of us, my friend.
Chase Daniel in a line of 12 and 13-year-olds with a
age.
Beard is clearly older than the children lined
it's
up in the
creepy.
Autograph line.
Slightly creepy. Maybe.
It was fun. I
it was fun. It was a fun video,
I like
though.
Stuff like that. I do. But I don't blame. I think when you're a quarterback, you're just trying to get through that. You're just trying to sign
you're
and get
looking.
Through.
You're not looking.
No. You're just here's my name.
Put
okay.
on auto-pen.
Am I done
with
this now?
Yeah, but he was signing. It wasn't just like he was handed one of those programs to sign. He's right next to him. Maybe it should smell familiar even. I mean, something.
Did he sign a jersey, too? Did somebody sign
it? That was his jersey.
Yeah, it was his jersey.
So Chase Daniel's wearing his jersey.
Again, you don't know about the whatever social anxiety people have of dealing with that.
It's kind of
embarrassing.
It's always weird.
I'm just
saying,
it's kind of, who knows. I don't think it affects his recognition.
Does it ever happen to you, like when you're like at the grocery store and some guy's giving you that weird look and comes up to you and is like, hey.
Did you just steal that loaf of bread? I saw you put that. That's happening.
No. This,
they recognize you.
Just say hi, how's it going? But then one guy, he's like just like standing really close to me, and I'm just trying to get some chickpeas, and he's
love
like
your take on Penn
no,
State.
He goes, I'm listening to you right now, and I said, well, I'm right here. He goes, no, podcasting. I'm listening right now. This is really weird.
He is a sick puppy.
I think I must look more intimidating because people
don't approach
me.
The funny thing.
I am always frowning, and I will occasionally like scream out loud, or you know, just walk around like you,
grunting
the way you would keep the Indians off you. You know, just kind of. Supposedly, you'd have
what?
Like. Didn't you ever hear that? Just
like people from India?
No. Like the Native Americans. Oh. If you were, you know, to sort of, you know, walk around in your own filth and
just act possessed.
Yes, you would look like you were possessed.
That's what you
they
go through every
Pocahontas.
Day.
Pocahontas.
Your whole regular life is just phrase. This entire act to dissuade people from talking to you.
It's not an act.
Well, I've grown into somehow the age, and I think it's where I have to walk to get to my car past a very touristy area.
Yeah.
I'm apparently the guy who you stop to ask for directions or general tourist questions.
You look approachable and knowledgeable. Right.
But I didn't think that. I didn't used to.
Are you
maybe.
Nice to them? Are you polite?
I enjoy doing it. I'm an ambassador for this city.
I got a rise out of that. That's always fun.
You have intelligent eyes. Good. You look like you might know.
But I don't know what it is. But
I have the Kubrick look.
I heard I look like I might kill. And I heard somebody get a recommendation for a steakhouse that made me wince, and I felt.
And you jumped in.
My responsibility to say, wait, I know where they just told you to go.
See,
don't go there.
All that was nonsense.
Please go here instead.
This is why
you have to trust
me. This is why you're approachable, because you are eavesdropping at everyone and you're working on your recognition skills.
Well, but you know what? I always think about when I see exactly. so many people in our gorgeous city here, especially in this part of the city on these beautiful summer days. And I remember the times where I'm on vacation in, you know, Paris and Rome and Florence or New York or San Francisco.
Dude, why is your life so good?
No, but saying like how I feel seeing the locals there and saying, boy, it's got to be really cool to live here. Like, we're here on vacation. This person carrying the loaf of bread or everything, they live here and they walk with their head down and it's not special to them. So I'm always trying to remind myself
that's nice
that people come here and
I have urban paranoia. If someone asked me for directions, I would like clutch my wallet. What do you want?
So I had a car
Don't take
stop.
My phone.
I had a car stop the other day
Don't
and rolled down the
my
window,
drink.
And I'm thinking like, oh, this person's going to shoot me. This is it. I'm done. And the person is like, is this lower Wacker? And if I turn here, where's this going to go? I'm like, all right, just get out of traffic first. Pull over to the side,
listen,
and we can have a conversation.
There are people who lived here for 20 years that can't figure out Lower Wacker.
Right, yeah. Do you have half an hour?
Well, they're rideshare drivers from the suburbs.
Yeah.
Well,
but hey, I don't know if anybody has seen the kind of people that are milling around down there. You might want to be careful. I came in one morning during Lala, and there were a bunch of like high school kids, and I was kind of like, you know, hey, guys, like go home, but
don't
go down.
No.
Okay?
No, don't go that way.
Yeah. Just be careful.
First of all, you're not wearing anything, so that's a bad place.
Did your kids go to the Lala?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Friday.
Yeah. My kids did.
And what mid 90s basketball jersey did your boy wear?
No. There were no, and not that I'm aware of. No. Everything went pretty well.
Which means he wore it. I just shoved it in a cargo pant.
I was in Canton. I got good reports, though. I think all went well, but what I don't know can't hurt me.
Yeah, but
that's a great attitude.
Did your kids?
I don't want to know if he's wearing a Sean Kemp jersey.
They're still in the woods. So she comes home tomorrow. He comes home Friday. So it's out of sight, out of mind.
I'm trying to keep them from vaping. So no, my kids didn't go.
Drooling. Yeah, there's no way. Whatever there's just is. No way that some of these young ladies left the house wearing that. I guarantee you they wore something different. And then the moment they get on the train, or the moment they get to the hotel room that 10 of them have together, they get their actual Lala wear.
The Bruno Mars uniform.
There's no way they left the house with that on.
You can do that in the car. You can change in the car.
Yeah, because
people get away with it.
Because teens driving and changing in the car.
Because most teens aren't getting hotel rooms for changing purposes.
No, but they're for staying over purposes. But they'll there's 12 of them in a room.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would allow them to get a room? Huh? I mean, what hotel?
The kind of parents who are oblivious to the fact that they're not wearing those sweatpants to Lala.
If you have to be 25 to rent a car, shouldn't you have to be 31 to get yourself a hotel room?
I'd vote for that.
I'm just saying.
I think it's 18.
It'd be ruinous for the hotel industry.
That's worse than a car.
Well, so you don't drive a hotel room.
You can't kill anybody else with your hotel room.
I don't know.
It's not a dangerous weapon like a car.
12 of you staying in there. I mean, come on.
You want people to be 30 before they rent a hotel room.
I don't want my kids hanging out in hotel rooms or in cars. That's just
ever.
Or at Lala. Or anywhere
to prom,
else.
Or enjoying themselves.
We haven't mentioned all of those things. This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
And they do that. I can speak to that.
And
they're brilliant.
What do you do? What have you planned?
Oh, we have everything planned.
What is it that you do?
We are going to talk a little bit about the death of Stan Mikita and some of his importance. Steve Rosenblum is going to join us at 9:40 because he wrote what I think. Well, I think inarguably. I'm going to go further than what I think. Objectively, the most important aspect of Stan Mikita's contribution to the sport, whether we like it or not, was the accidental discovery of the curved stick.
Yes.
Period.
And it was accidental.
Yep.
That's a great story.
It's an amazing story. Now, however, it's one of these things where I do think eventually sticks would have curved. It just so happened that his accidentally broken stick discovered in practice created the fashion that it was what was then widely taken up as.
So it's his fault they cost so much?
Oh,
carbon fiber and all that.
But, I mean, the curved stick would have been invented, but he invented it.
Mm-hmm.
And could you imagine hockey without it?
No.
Now when you can actually buy a stick with a certain player's customized curvature, the lie, the curvature, when you go to a hockey pro shop and you look, they've got a floor mat with the different curves there to hold your stick up to compare it just because it's so custom. And that was Mikita.
That was Mikita.
It's crazy.
That's fun. What a great guy.
I didn't know him.
Oh, yeah, he was a lovely person. He was a great ambassador for the game. He was a genuine guy.
He was a normal guy. You could talk to him.
Yeah.
He would show interest in you. He was one of those guys that just had a way with everybody, no matter what you were doing. It didn't matter if you were a reporter, didn't matter if you were a fan. It was just, he was the same guy.
And he came to Canada as a displaced person.
Yes.
Right? And I don't remember exactly what that designation was.
He left to escape the spread of communism, and he was a displaced person.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
And he left Czechoslovakia, right?
Yeah. And it happened to be in the same place where the Blackhawks had a team, I believe.
Right.
Or training camp.
But he was adopted by a Canadian family, right? He left his family.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a wave of people from Eastern Europe who came over. It reminds me of my great grandfather's generation. Very similarly, it was the same thing. He stowed away on a ship by himself when he was 14 to escape the pogroms when they were coming through and killing all the Jews. They said, "Get out of here." And it was a similar kind of wave where how he got into Omaha, Nebraska. I have no idea.
What did he invent?
He invented. You're actually asking my great grandfather. invented a way of transporting liquid on a tanker truck.
Oh, really?
And created a corporation called Independent Metals, which eventually was sold to Fruhoff Trucking. But he created a patented way of transporting large amounts of liquid on trucks.
So, because otherwise the liquid would tip a truck or something.
Right? I don't know exactly what it was, but he was a tinker and invented this with small models in his basement, and eventually large scaled it into a massive corporation.
Really cool. There's something to be said for being born with desperation, being in a situation where you're forced to kind of be the best you can be, or sink or swim kind of deal.
There's a fabulous podcast. I think it's an NPR podcast about entrepreneurs, How I Built It. Have you listened to any of that stuff?
No.
I mean, the guy, the Howard Schultz from Starbucks, and this crazy Canadian guy that invented Lululemon. It is an hour-long podcast about the risks that they take, the ingenuity, the intuition, the balls. The unbelievable balls that these people have to create businesses, to risk everything multiple times. Well, I put my house up. Well, you know, that was it. I told my family we might be absolutely destitute, but I believed in it. I'm like, it's just the what they have in common is incredible commitment to having it right, or to having to get it right. And it's just that I think there's you have that or you don't. Yeah, that's in you or it's not. Whether it's expressed athletically or in business, there is something to be said for that. Good for them.
All right. Well, we will be listening, gentlemen.
Have a great show.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
MullyandHaw.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Baseball Commissioner Rob Hurryup Manfred has virtually declared war on the defensive shift, but that analytics-driven strategy, which has grown in popularity over the past eight seasons, may not be responsible for stifling offenses. Russell Carlton of Baseball Prospectus has discovered a significant flaw in the metrics used to measure the shift's effectiveness. Essentially, they only cover balls in play where the shift has decreased batting averages by 8 points. However, Carlton has also found that the shift has had a surprising secondary effect on pitchers. It's making them throw more pitches out of the strike zone. Perhaps subconsciously, pitchers seem afraid to throw strikes and pitch to contact with half the field exposed. More balls means more hitters counts, and that leads to increased extra base hits or batters willing to exchange walks for singles. It really is a finding full of interesting implications. And for the record, folks, I'm not against the shift. Come on, hit it where they ain't. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate openings for delivery experts. Drivers take home cash daily. And if you're interested in making a career out of it, 90% of all Domino's franchisees started as delivery drivers or pizza makers. See details and apply at jobs.domino's.com or visit any Chicagoland Domino's location.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
The roof, siding, and gutters on your commercial properties and home need to be inspected every few years. Mother Nature can cause serious damage. If your building is more than 15 years old, contact Select Roofing and Gutter to schedule your free inspection and evaluation. Be proactive. Contact Select Roofing now. Select Roofing and Gutter gets the job done right the first time. Contact us today for a free inspection and evaluation at srng.com. That's srng.com. Select Roofing and Gutter. We're always on top.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on August 26th. Enter to win at Chicago's pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and 4 tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods. Buy Chicago Cubs Edition waffles and appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Mission Impossible Fallout is the number one movie in the world 2 weeks in a row. Don't miss one of the best-reviewed blockbusters ever. This is why you go to the movies.
In or out?
In. Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout. Rated PG-13. Now playing.
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate openings for delivery experts. Drivers take home cash daily. And if you're interested in making a career out of it, 90% of all Domino's franchisees started as delivery drivers or pizza makers. See details and apply at jobs.domino's.com or visit any Chicagoland Domino's location.
We women are redefining ourselves. Let's also rethink how we care for ourselves.
Let's reject ordinary soaps and wipes and reach for Summer's Eve.
Because it's made just for us. pH balanced, gynecologist tested, and uniquely formulated for our intimate area.
For a clean confidence that redefines fresh.
Reinvent your routine. Summer's Eve. Redefine fresh.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Mission Impossible Fallout is the number one movie in the world 2 weeks in a row. Don't miss one of the best-reviewed blockbusters ever. This is why you go to the movies.
In or out?
In. Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout. Rated PG-13. Now playing.
Working from home is kind of my thing. And since I switched to a wireless plan from AT&T, I get reliable home internet on them. So you won't find me stuck in traffic or crammed on the L. But you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt. And my boxers. Because my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home, and likely pantsless.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how you can get home internet on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited Chicago offer. See store for details.
So you got that buzz on your phone yesterday where it says flash flood warning Lake County, flash flood warning Cook County, not just watch, but warning. They said 2 inches of rain are coming and you're thinking, oh man, the basement. You make that call, you got to check, and then you hear, yes, indeed, you got water in the basement, and you think, what do I do? Well, you know what to do. Aloha Restoration. That's who you call. Aloha Restoration is full service. They restore your home to pre-disaster condition. They are with you from start to finish. I have worked with them. I have experienced everything they do, and the moment they're on it, you understand that things are being handled the right way. And Aloha Restoration is a proud part of the Lake County community and honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. So this is who you call. This is what you do when you start realizing, oh, man, here we go. Aloha repairs damage from all mold and fire and water in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurney, Grays Lake, all of Lake County. So visit AlohaRestores.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Joe Madden.
We're trying to get them to pitch the contact more. That's where all the walks are. That's where the bad counts are. When you get to two strikes, then you may want to take a shot at missing a bat. But if you make good pitches in the strike zone early, you should get early count outs, which is going to keep these guys in the game later. So our bigger concern is not the missing bats as much as making quality pitches that permits our defense to play. I think the lack of length in the starting pitching is because we haven't pitched the contact in earlier counts. You can't strike somebody out till you get the two strikes. I wouldn't even worry about that.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Happy hump day. We've got a show for you today. As we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport, we'll talk a little bit about the late Stan Mikita with somebody who wrote very thoughtfully about his passing. Steve Rosenblum of the Tribune, longtime hockey guy, will join us at 9:40. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk at 10, midday, midway at 11. Matt Miller's back at NFL Draft Scout, Bleacher Report's lead NFL draft columnist, Matt Miller, at 11:40. You'll get used to hearing from him again on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Len Casper, Cubs play-by-play man, at noon. And three more chances to win $1,000 with a lucky text keyword that you send to us. And a couple updates, too, by the way. Tomorrow at noon, Jed Hoyer is going to join us. Don't forget the word Gallagher Way on Friday.
That's right. Also, we're at the ballpark.
Sort of setting up this rest of the week for you now that we've reached the half point of the week. We are hitting that downhill descent toward the weekend, right?
But that doesn't mean you can't use a pick-me-up here or there on your way to the weekend, and that's what we feel we provide at least bit for you.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. Streaming, 670thescore.com. Texting, 670. You text, we reply, message and data rates may apply. You have to download the brand new radio.com app to stream the Score on your mobile devices.
That's right.
So do that. It has been updated.
Just a couple of days ago.
Completely reworked the radio.com app, and that's the exclusive place where you can stream us. Twitter is at Bernstein _MCK. He is at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan _Bernstein. You can interact with the show on the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Go ahead and watch us in these cameras too, the video feed. And that is at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. It's directed by Brian Gertsch. The producers are Jay Zawoski.
Of course, Arrieta did not face the Cubs when they came to town here, but they still have to play on July 31st, August 1 and 2. At Citizens Bank Ballpark, and is it possible that the Cubs will face Jake Arrieta for the first time? Yeah, it's possible.
No.
What?
I don't know. On the board, Rick Kemp.
Come back up. Wow.
Wow.
What?
I'd say 10%, nah, maybe less than that, of pitchers catch that ball.
That's why he's the big sexy.
It is why he's the big sexy.
Yes, he can just sort of absorb it. He could also just incorporate the ball into himself. In the back doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz.
What's up, guys? Chase Daniel here. I'm going undercover today at Bears camp. I'm going to try to get some guys' autographs. Come follow me along. It's going to be pretty funny. Who's this?
Kylie Fitz.
Kylie? Is this your first year?
Yes, sir.
So how much was your signing bonus? Did you get drafted?
Yeah.
How much was it? It's not a lot after taxes. Better save it.
Hakeem
the Dream.
Hakeem the Dream.
Hakeem the Dream. Yes!
Great catchphrase.
Thanks, Aronis.
You look like Chase.
Josh Bellamy.
Oh,
sign him, bro. Sign the autograph for the kids. Do it for the kids, bro.
Hey, oh my. That look like Chase.
Yes! One, two, three. Coach Nagy! Come on! You guys gotta be enthusiastic if you want them to come over here.
Mitchell!
You're the best quarterback ever! Coach Nagy! Coach Nagy! You're awesome. Thank you, Coach.
How you boys doing?
Thank you.
Indeed, that was Chase Daniel in disguise, and Mitchell Trubisky did not know it was Chase Daniel's jersey that it was his own jersey being worn by Chase Daniel.
Yeah, Chase was wearing a Mitch jersey.
So Mitch goes over to autograph the jersey and afterward was then told that that was Chase Daniel.
You know how that happens, though. Guy walks down the autograph line full of kids. He's in the kids' line. He's in the kids' line.
And you think,
Dan, I know you want Mitch to be an idiot, but he might just not be an idiot.
I don't want him to be.
You seem to, because it's worried. Like, oh, well, he didn't answer questions with us. He just answered them with the guys that he talks to every day, and then he doesn't notice his teammates.
He sees a grown man in the autograph line and goes, oh, God, what's going on?
Yeah, let's get this out of the way.
I don't want to look at him. I don't want to make eye contact. I'll just sign this jersey and walk out of here. Kudos to Chase Daniel, though. Just like something about that guy being like, childlike and jumping all over the place, like an ADD 8-year-old. Like it was enjoyable.
Yeah, for him agreeing to do that.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's and teams are doing more of that on their own right now of creating their own video content creatively.
They have to. Like there was the moment where outlets like ours or others started doing some of that stuff on social media with players, and it got great leverage, right? People watched it, they clicked it, they saw it, and then teams immediately, especially the NFL, oh, we can't have anyone else doing this. We need to do this ourselves.
All right, we got
to
do a quick update, but I want to get into just your first blush thoughts about what you saw in Hard Knocks last night.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wildcats have the best home schedule in the nation this fall, hosting Michigan, Notre Dame, and more at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at anysports.com. A 2.5 game division lead for the Cubs after shutting out Kansas City 5-0. Mike Montgomery went 6+, and David Bode drove in 3 runs. Pitching coach Jim Hickey discussed Cole Hamels after 2 starts.
I was extremely encouraged by the use of the changeup in the first start, because that used to be maybe not his bread and butter, but that was a huge, huge part of what he did. And to see him strike out whatever he did, 6 or 7 with that changeup, was very encouraging.
Hickey with Moline Hall. The entire interview will be available on 670thescore.com. Jose Quintana goes at KC tonight. The White Sox were dropped by the Yankees 4-3 in 13 innings. Miguel Andujar homered and hit the game-winning RBI single. Jose Abreu smacked his 20th home run. Lucas Giolito will try to avoid a Yankees sweep. Blackhawks legend Stan Mikita passed away at 78 years old. Mikita, the all-time franchise leader in points and second in goals. And in basketball, Jahlil Okafor signs a 2-year contract with the Pelicans. The third annual Joe Madden Celebrity Golf Classic at Bryn Mawr Country Club is Monday in the Bernstein McKnight Show, broadcasting live from the course. Tune in to hear the guys from 9 to 1, only on 670 The Score, Chicago's number one rated sports station. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score, tonight at 6:40 when the Cubs take on the Royals. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What time do you normally get up in the morning?
I was a little bit later this morning.
No, I know, but what time do you normally come over?
Depends on when we start.
Huh?
Try and get in about 2 hours before.
You ever come in with your boy, Five?
He does his own little workouts in the morning.
Where's your little workout in the morning?
Huh?
Where's your little workout in the morning? To starting your career how you want to, you see what I'm saying? It's a competition in everything you do, baby. You know how to do it. Why not? It doesn't help.
That is passive-aggressive coaching from Hugh Jackson.
Honestly, that's one of the moments that kind of opened eyes a little bit. I mean, that was a tough episode. You know, dealing with all the stuff that Hugh Jackson has, the loss of his mom, the loss of his brother. I mean, it was an episode that had some heavy stuff in it. That said, the Baker Mayfield thing, like, when's the last time you saw, like, that first-round quarterback, that guy who's going to be a franchise player, look at a coach and go, I don't have a plan for getting here early? It may mean nothing. It probably means nothing on Baker Mayfield's ability to play and all that kind of, but don't you always hear stuff about the kid that gets picked, the guy who's trying to beat out a veteran for a job, who doesn't want to hold a clipboard, that he's in there earlier than anybody else, he's got that whole thing going on?
It was Mark Sanchez on the Jets, remember? When I don't remember exactly where he was picked, but when Mark Sanchez
was like 8, I think.
Was on his phone in meetings? Remember,
I don't remember.
It was former Bears coordinator Matt Kavanaugh that was with him. And he would say, hey, look, get off your phone. Like, he was just actively defying coaches in meetings, which is weird because Sanchez turned into a really good like teammate, mentor,
yep.
kind of backup guy, Chase Daniel type figure. But that was when Hugh Jackson did that. It's like, hey, how about earlier?
I get in. I try and get in about 2 hours before practice. You could see Hugh Jackson kind of melt down in that moment.
But why so passive aggressive? Yeah, you ever think about that? I mean, is it
because he knows the cameras are there?
Okay, which
because he knows the cameras.
That leads me to my larger point. This show has gotten progressively more performative.
A little.
This is by far the most self-aware first episode I remember. And again, it has to do maybe with the editing, but this appeared way more like Desperate Housewives level acted than I had anticipated, that I had remembered, that just the camera changing some of these scenes, which is why, you know, I credit Todd Haley for his pushback in a meeting at one point. You know, we'll get to that a little bit later. I'll get when we have a chance to let this breathe a little bit. But I thought the Jarvis Landry tirade was performative. I mean, so much of this just seemed way less real than it has.
Do you think the actual players care about the crew being there? Like to the point of screaming in front of your entire
some
position
have.
Group?
Yeah, some have.
A guy who just got paid $15 million per.
Yeah, some have.
I think that was he was doing
for,
it
for
to
what
do
it's
it.
Worth. I don't okay. know Jarvis Landry from anybody. I mean, you watch him play, but for what it's worth, a lot of people have on Twitter last night kind of talked about his tirade, his rant in front of wide receivers, and a couple reporters who followed him from it's LSU right into his first, you know, pro role and ascending into startership with the Dolphins, like, no, that's him. Like, that's absolutely the kind of guy he is. When he picks his spots, that's how he makes his points.
Isn't that his role on that team too?
Has to be now.
But being the number one guy, the veteran in that room, one of those guys that at least has been to the playoffs at some point.
I know, but if you're a teammate and you know the camera's there, you have to be like, all right.
For what it's worth though, too, you gotta, like, if he's gonna make, if he does that, cameras on, cameras off. If he does it, he's making a point. Cameras are on, though. His teammates knows those cameras are there. He knows those cameras are there. He can't just make this empty point, have the cameras turn off, and then look at his teammates and go, all right, that was my thing for Hard Knocks. Forget everything I said. We walk on. Because that's going to be judged, too.
All right, what do you think?
That's going to be judged the same way that the tirade is judged.
This is 98 seconds of Jarvis Landry in the position room with the wide receivers doing a thing.
Well, let me say something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what the been going on here, and I don't know why it's been going on here, but this, if you're not hurt, like if your hamstring ain't falling off the bone, your leg ain't broke, I don't know, like you should be practicing, like straight up, like that is weakness, and that is contagious as and that ain't gonna be in this room, bro. That been here in the past, and that's why the past has been like it is, bro. That is over with here, bro. If you go practice. You can't get no better. Ain't nobody gonna get better by being on the sideline if you ain't hurt. If you not hurt, you gotta practice. Because you make other work even harder. Now they had more chance of getting hurt because you don't want to practice. Because you being a straight up, man. That is real, bro. That ain't happening here. I'm just letting y'all know that is not happening here. I'm hurting, I'm tired just like everybody in this. But I ain't taking no days off because I can't be put that way. That gotta be the attitude and the mentality all the time. All that week, don't live here no more. That don't exist. It's contagious, bro. Like, it's really contagious. It's contagious.
Gotcha. All right. Jarvis Landry.
Remember, though, Corey Coleman's in that room at that point. I mean, he had missed a ton of games with the Browns. He got himself traded.
He also apparently can't play.
No, I mean, you look at the leading up to that too. If you missed Hard Knocks last night, Landry's talking about a practice. You know, they do the whole thing. It's a bad practice. And then they have I understand. Parkins made the point yesterday and I understand it. But after having taken, you know, two seasons off of Hard Knocks to cover a whole bunch of baseball, personally, getting back into it, the format doesn't bother me much, or the fact that the format is a little rote or practiced doesn't really bother me much. That said, just like you saw with the Bears over the weekend, just like you will see in every single camp across the NFL, you're going to have a bad practice followed by a bunch of coaches and players calling everyone out for the bad practice. And you have that moment. You need that moment. Whether it's contrived a little bit or whether it's forced a little bit, it doesn't matter. You're going to have that moment in camp. So, as always happens, the Browns have a bad practice and you see the reactions to it. But remember, the Corey Coleman thing is, I don't think, necessarily to be dismissed here. He's in that room and isn't going to be in that second episode.
The 815 asks if the bleeps are contagious, and the 847 has noticed, I'd hate to be that guy, bruh, getting his ass chewed out.
Bro was another first-round pick of the Browns who did not work out for them. Also got his ass traded.
Steve Rosenblum is going to join us next with some thoughts on the passing of an all-time Chicago sports great. That's coming up on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and Chicagoland's freshest SUV. The first...
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate openings for delivery experts. Drivers take home cash daily. And if you're interested in making a career out of it, 90% of all Domino's franchisees started as delivery drivers or pizza makers. See details and apply at jobs.domino's.com or visit any Chicagoland Domino's location.
You've owned your business long enough to know that every time it's time to do some hiring, you think, oh man, here we go, trying to find qualified candidates and putting all this time into it, then we get too many applicants and we don't know what to do. Well, what you do is you use ZipRecruiter, because ZipRecruiter understands that and makes it all easy. You can try it right now at ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter is going to send your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, and then they do even more because they've got powerful matching technology. So ZipRecruiter can scan thousands of resumes. They're going to find the people with the right experience. They invite them to apply for the job. And then as all the applications come rolling in, ZipRecruiter can analyze each one, and they can move the top candidates right to the top so you never miss the idealized matches. And this is so effective that ZipRecruiter is able to say that 80% of employers who post there get a quality candidate through their site within the first day. So with results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, because you're listening, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Gotta go here, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/PLAY, ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy is now offering their all-new mobile app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and search Bolingbrook Golf Club. You'll have access to a mobile scorecard, GPS, or book tee times. Stop by during the month of August and get great savings on all merchandise. Junior camps are still in play for one more week. And enter today for the Bolingbrook Open, August 25th and 26th. For more information and tee times, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com or visit teeoff.com. The Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy. Come be impressed.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Mission Impossible Fallout is the number one movie in the world 2 weeks in a row. Don't miss one of the best reviewed blockbusters ever. This is why you go to the movies.
You interrupt.
And Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout, rated PG-13, now playing.
Remember when a cup of coffee at home put you back only a nickel? That was a long time ago, sure, but at Hills Brothers Coffee, they still believe that a great cup of coffee shouldn't cost an arm and a leg. It shouldn't take 6 words to describe, 10 minutes to make, or require a mound of whipped cream. What it should do is taste just plain good. So for a great cup of coffee at a great price, trust the always great taste of Hills Brothers Coffee. And remember, at home, it's Hills.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate openings for delivery experts. Drivers take home cash daily. And if you're interested in making a career out of it, 90% of all Domino's franchisees started as delivery drivers or pizza makers. See details and apply at jobs.domino's.com. or visit any Chicagoland Domino's location.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hawks have the puck in their own zone. As Russell has it, passes up the middle to Stan Mikita. Mikita coming up to center ice. Mikita has two defensemen to try to beat. He beats one, he beats two. He
The 500th goal scored by Blackhawks legend Stan Mikita. The first Blackhawks game I ever attended was one at which they happened to be giving away Stan Mikita posters.
No kidding.
In 77, maybe? Had that poster on my wall. I don't really remember the game very much.
You
I remember
saw him
the,
play.
Remember the sights and sounds of hockey and all that it was. And but the poster was there for a very long time. So here to talk about the death of the legendary Blackhawks and NHL great is hockey expert Steve Rosenblum of the Chicago Tribune and Sports Radio 670 The Score. He is on Twitter at Steve Rosenblum. Hey, Steve. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. I think you made a really important point, and
I always do.
As sort of mundane, mundane as it is, and as Stan Mikita, wonderful guy and a great player, but by far, objectively, the most significant thing that he did for the sport was accidentally invent the curved stick. Agree?
Well, yes and no. I do agree because it changed the game dramatically. It made goalies crazy. It hastened every goaltender wearing a mask. It raised scoring totals to ridiculous levels. But at the same time, you and I have both, you still are the father of a hockey player, and I used to be. And the innovation of the helmet and a superstar wearing it, no matter what anybody thought in a game filled with where they'd put a stick in your mouth if they could and perform dental surgery, I think was equally important. I mean, six decades ago, he was changing the game, and it'll never go back. He innovated between the curved stick, which was an accident. The helmet was by design for the survival of a 5'9 guy who wasn't going to fight and ring up 150 penalty minutes anymore. I think both are equally important for the way the game changed and the safety of it for the current players.
You know, I look at his career and I'm just kind of struck by how much a guy who played, you know, I'm 33. You know, I mean, it is what it is. I didn't see Stan Mikita play, but looking back into that era where you go, boy, things just never changed and it was old school. Mikita's changed his game. He changed his impact in penalty minutes. He changed what he wore. He changed the equipment. He was kind of, I mean, in a way, progressive.
He was progressive. He was open to all that kind of whatever was needed, whatever was next, and he did it with as a person and on and off the ice, utterly without pretension, because he relied. He had wonderful talent. He could stick handle. If you watch Patrick Kane, you're watching Stan Mikita. He was the same kind of stick handler and passer. It was just magical the way that happened. He was a far better defensive player than Kane because he was the guy chasing Jean Béliveau around the ice. And that was his defensive assignment. And he took great pride in that, whatever was needed. And then the parts of the game, the curve stick, it was an accident, but he wasn't willing to let it go. Is where does this go? And the helmet, he was a curious guy. But again, to do it without any kind of airs. If you walked up to him, I received a ton of email and a ton of response on Twitter. Everybody's got a Stan Mikita story. You walked up to him as a stranger and you left feeling like a friend. That's the kind of guy he was. And he was interested in people. So the fact that the curved stick and the helmet go back six decades, that's part of his personality. And I was wonderful. It's like, what a lousy reason to write, but a great opportunity to tell a wonderful story.
Well, let me ask this then. If, as an innovator, we agree that it was more than just fashion with the curved stick and the helmet, which might have and probably would have been invented anyway, that at some point they would have arrived. It so happened that he was the first to do it. When he made the conscious decision to stop fighting, when he went from being a penalty minutes leader to being a Lady Bing winner, and because he realized he was better, he was more beneficial to his team on the ice instead of in the penalty box, why didn't that similarly have a fashion effect? Why didn't the rest of the league, why still to this day, we fight a battle with people, oh, you got to fight for momentum. Why didn't the rest of the league have a similar aha moment for that?
Because one of the four major food groups in hockey is hate, and one of the ways to stop a little guy like Stan Mikita or Yvan Cornoyer, the Roadrunner, was to just pound him into submission, and that was one of the reasons he wore the helmet, just for survival. But that was the game was speed versus muscle. It was skill versus brawn, and it still is to a large degree. You've been around enough hockey people to know. You've heard their statement.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back decades. It hasn't been changed. Conn Smythe, after whom the playoff MVP is named, the trophy is named, was a Maple Leafs legend, and said, if you can't beat them in the alley, you can't beat them on the ice. And there's a lot of people that's in their DNA. And there's also a financial reason that has been involved and still to some degree is that the joke among hockey executives is we don't know if fighting is the reason for our success or what's holding us back, but we can't stop those 20,000 people from standing up when there's a fight.
For Blackhawks fans who joined the club recently, you know, since the last couple of Stanley Cup, the whole run, the Taves Kane run,
the Chelsea Dagger era.
Yes, the Chelsea Dagger era. Who would you comp Mikita's game to? Is there anybody in the NHL that is a reasonable facsimile to what you saw back in his day? Because I can look at Hockey Reference and I can tell you Recchi and Robitaille and Messier and Roenick, but that doesn't, and Hossa's on the list. That doesn't account for style, really, and it's a little bit impersonal.
I would still go with Kane if Kane could win faceoffs. Stan was great at faceoffs and a great defensive center. He scored 541 goals as well as 926 assists. I mean, that's more assists than Kane and Taves up points. He was that kind of guy. He was just brilliant with the puck. And he was brilliant at avoiding contact when he wanted to be. Other times he sought it out early in his career. I still think Kane, because he was just one of the greatest passers ever in the league. And so was Kane. He could put the puck on the stick of a teammate who didn't know he was open, but Stan did. And you'd later see that with Gretzky, where he would put the pucks in place that nobody, then suddenly Jari Kurri materialized, and that's the way Stan played the game with whoever he was skating with. So I would I would liken it to that, even though, because Kane's pretty much the center on whatever line he's on, other than faceoffs, because he's lousy at faceoffs.
I also think the historical context is important because the style of game is so different. And it, a lot of this, the specifics of this, I learned with the recent documentaries about the Soviet teams and about what they decided to do, how it wasn't about the four standing around watching the one. It was about everybody working together, which is now when we see the puck being cycled and we see the way the Blackhawks play, the way the Red Wings started to play. It's just modern hockey. That's the way youth teams are coached now. That's the way everybody plays right now, of putting the puck in space. So when you say the passing ability back then, there was a time when it was almost like turn-taking. And then you watch the Bobby Hull Hawks, it was sort of like, all right, he's going to go do his thing, and he'd work his way through somewhere, and like watching a basketball player in isolation. So when you say Mikita would find a guy, it's not like you had the same people diving to the, you know, weak side, back-cutting to the net. Somebody would be like, oh my God, he just passed it to me. I guess it's my turn now. So it had to have looked and felt different than it would now, describing that particular ability.
With certain guys, it did. Hull and Mikita were so different because Bobby Hull would wind up from behind the net. Nobody was going to stop him. He was big, strong, fast, and he was about to buzz the tower with a slap shot, and your goalie might die. And Mikita was different. And one of the things that made him different, it was the difference between Michael Jordan getting his teammates involved,
yep,
and Michael Jordan just making everybody stand around and go, wow, hey, we got into this free. And then he was going to do what he did, and then it would be the other team's ball. Mikita involved everybody because he was such a great passer and stick handler. You just never knew. You just go to the net, play your... A lot of hockey back then was tabletop hockey. It was the rod hockey game. It was just up and down that wing, up and down the center. But with Mikita, you could see the guys would skate with him as opposed to watch, because he was going to find him. And he'd just say, keep your stick on the ice. Keep your stick on the ice, I'll find it. And I really love the idea of the way the statue of him outside the United Center is drawn, because his body's ready to make a move. The puck's on the end of his stick. His head is up. And that's a classic. That's the way you want to teach hockey players. That's the poster. That's if Jerry West is the NHL or NBA, then Stan Mikita, that design of that sculpture is the NHL. That's what you want to teach a player to be and do and look like.
Some thoughtful observations from Steve Rosenblum.
Hey, Steve.
On the death of Stan Mikita.
Did you ever think you'd say that sentence?
Hey, you never know when those words are going to come out of your mouth in a certain way. It's the
magic
of radio. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Steve Rosenblum, our Score colleague and a writer for the Chicago Tribune. When we come back, Mike Florio has got a lot of NFL stuff. We can see what he's hearing about the latest on Roquan Smith. I think we're in day 23, I want to say, of him not being on the practice field with the Chicago Bears.
We're still in day 23 of everyone saying, yeah, should be okay. The teeth are starting to chatter.
Keep it here for Mike Florio. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
As the Bears prepare for Game 1 versus the Packers, the Score continues to bring you the latest on the team's progress. Listen for Bears reports from Mark Grody and Chris Emma live from the practice field. Plus, input from our team of Bears experts only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Think about saving some money right now, and you can start today by paying less interest on your credit card balances, because think about it, that's 18% APR. It's too much. Refinance it with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Depending on the size of that debt, you're going to save from hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars just simply by lowering your interest rate. And LightStream is offering a credit card consolidation loan right now from 5.89% APR with auto pay. Again, one hand, 18% APR, 5.89% APR. Not so tough to figure this one out. You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream's belief is that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So here you go. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards right now. Start saving with LightStream. You can also save even more than I just mentioned. There's an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rate. So get this while you can. The only way to get this discount, you go to LightStream.com/Dan B. That's LightStream.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong.
That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Chicago. It's Boomer Esiason, former professional QB. I recommend AZEK for your home. AZEK is number one in premium decking, and my AZEK deck is the number one place I want to be. AZEK has a 30-year fade and stain warranty, so no staining or sealing. And my AZEK deck, well, it looks great year after year. And did you know that AZEK turns millions of pounds a year of recycled materials into high-performance, low-maintenance products? With 35 incredible colors, check out AZEK at AZEK.com.
One 877